This drizzly summer morning, Mary Tate sits at one of a half dozen workstations in her white, very white studio on White Street in Eureka Springs, stitching applique, an undulating 2-inch wide piece of cotton trim tape on a large caviar bronze satin cloth.
So I'm working on a piece that's going to Austin, Texas, and this is what I call scroll work.
The scroll work will embellish the bottoms of two Roman shades she's creating.
So it's very time consuming, but has a lot of integrity, and it's kind of a wow factor when people come by and see the work, because it takes so long to do, stitch by stitch, quarter inch by quarter inch.
Born and raised in New Orleans, Tate took a degree in painting from Louisiana Tech University, where she helped to develop a fiber arts program. After visiting several weavers on a trip to Eureka Springs in the 1970s, she later established her own fabric studio in New Orleans, and for decades worked for designers across America. She's married to New Orleans native Christopher Fisher, a preservationist and photographer, and together they're raising one daughter, Indigo. Even after the family fled the ravages of Katrina to Eureka, Tate maintained two studios for a while, helping with massive reparations work in New Orleans. But when that quelled, she closed shop there to operate solely here. And she brought her familial old-world Cajun, French, British style with her.
Not in a traditional way, not in so much of a functional way, but in more like a European integuments of color. I mean, I have more of a sensibility of the gumbo that's involved in the design work and the sensibility of the people that live in New Orleans and their sense of style.
Tate spends her days sewing commissioned window treatments and furniture coverings in her spacious turn of the 20th century two-story studio.
So I work to the trade, and technically I am a curtain workroom. I work to the trade, which means I don't work for the public in general. I work for architects and designers that professionally do that, that come to me, that drop ship the fabrics to me. I don't purchase the fabrics, but I control what goes in the fabrication of the curtains. Like I control the linings and the heavy flannels. So we have good quality, consistent quality of those things that go into the making of these curtains.
Tate collects heirloom fabrics, which serve as models, and period furnishings, which fill the family home on Ridgeway a few blocks away. It's likely that one day Mary Tate articles will be coveted heirlooms. She just doesn't realize it yet. And she is old school, still uses paper patterns to trace her designs, while most others have gone high tech. Dottie, an adopted King Charles Cavalier, helps out in the studio, greeting clients and patrons when not sleeping on her vintage fabric scrap nest. Nearby stand several really old machines.
So my sewing machines are the basic old Singer industrial machines. They don't even reverse, they only go forward, and they'll sew 10 thicknesses of canvas beautifully. But there are also specialized machines that people use in the construction of curtains, like the overlock machine, which is a serger and overlocks the stitch and cuts at the same time, so there's no raveling that happens. So I would like to play my serger for you. Turned on. It has a beautiful, mellow sound to it. So you can play a higher pitch and go faster, or a lower pitch and go slower.
Kate, who is tall and willowy with waist-long brown hair and perfect posture, has worked a stable of apprentices over the years, and many of them sew by hand.
The reason that we like to focus on stitching by hand, many of the fabrics that we use are for tunie fabrics or their silk velvet fabrics that are made in Venice, expensive $400 a yard fabrics that need to have the attention of hand stitching.
Tate says she first learned to sew when she was little, but instead of purchasing clothing patterns mass-produced by McCall, Simplicity, and even Vogue, she created her own clothing line in high school.
Because I could make things that were unusual, that I couldn't buy anywhere, and I could have twice as many clothes as normal. So clothes is what I made as a teenager. But now I don't make a stitch of clothing because I can't stand stitching clothing anymore. I really enjoy making working in the larger format with curtains, which is kind of like sculpture when you think about it.
Technically, Tate's considered a curtain fabricator and fiber surface designer. Her work's been featured in several design books as well as tabletop magazines, including Southern Accents, Traditional Home, House Beautiful, New Orleans Home and Lifestyle, and the most recent issue of Architectural Digest. Much of her portfolio developed while working in New Orleans' interior design district.
It was an artisan article on me called The Draper's Art, which showed many different styles of headings that I had developed. And New Orleans being a mecca at that time for the luscious involvement of people as they entertain, as they live in their homes so much with these interiors that are just sexy and volumetric and interesting. A takeoff from there for me was to bring it into an artisan type of consideration. I started making paper trims and stenciling on fabric and weaving paper slip covers and paper curtains and just bringing an artistic angle to the regular JCPenney Sears type of concept that everyone had of curtains.
After the 95 article, certain elements of Tate's design, she says, were popularized by the retail industry and started appearing in American home culture, yet she's not created her own label. Over the years, Tate's worked with top-notch designers such as Jerry Bremerman, Lee Ledbetter, Ralph Harvard, Marjorie Souchon, and Rosemary James.
Trent Reznor, who's a great musician, Tom Hanks, we work for Peter Weller, Cela Ward, Emeril Lagasse. This one pair of decorators, Holden and Dupuy, have, their work is singular and noticeable, and it's got this elegant, comfortable feel that people all over the country have noticed it in magazines and through other design homes that they've seen and have hired them to do a lot of work. And so when we were in New Orleans, we were their main workroom. They gave me license to be very creative.
You've seen Mary Tate's work if you've ever watched the film Interview with a Vampire.
So I had the privilege of working with Dante Ferretti, a famous artistic designer for film. I got to see it filmed, you know, with Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise, and it was really exciting. In fact, the night that they filmed was a full moon in this beautiful Destrehan plantation, all filmed in candlelight. There were thousands of candles. It was very exciting and wonderful experience.
Mary Tate's studio is a trove of collectible linens, silks, satins, cottons, even cashmere and mohair. Bolts of fabric hang from dowels, lace stacked on shelves, and are spread across tables, ready for her 13-inch long shears. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.